Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Because of who you are. It ain't necessarily because I have a roof over my head, but because of who you are. It ain't necessarily because I have money in my pocket, but I worship you because of who you are. You're the one that hung the sun, and you're the one that hung the moon. You determine what's right and what's wrong. I just worship you because of who you are. Not because of what you've done to me or for me, but I worship you because I know who you are now. Not only do you bless the wrong, but you bless the right. You see through a clear glass. You see the good and the evil because of who you are. You don't take sides. You don't feel sorry. That's not who you are. You're a righteous God. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. And we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would start us off with the word of prayer today.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. And the scripture I like to read is coming from Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and verse 3. And I'll be reading it from God's Word. And it says, integrity guides decent people, but hypocrisy leads treacherous people to ruin. Amen. Heavenly Amen. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another broadcast, another time that we can all come together and learn your word, Father God. We're thanking you for the listeners and all those that participate. We're thanking you for those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word, Father God. We ask that you would bless our teacher as he continues to teach your word, Father God, that we can understand it, Father God. Lord, continue to crown his head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from on high as the Holy Spirit lead him in this teaching of this lesson, Father God. Lord, we ask that you be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. By your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, give them the comfort that they need and then guide and direct those that are asking special prayer, for you know what it is they're going through, Father God, and what they're experiencing, Father God. So we know you're able to work things out in their behalf. Lord, we just ask that as this word, as we receive this word today, we receive it in the lining of our hearts, Father God. And we give you praise for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful heart prayer. We're talking about developing a life of integrity. We're talking about allowing integrity to direct our path. I believe that's what the psalm was on the scripture on yesterday, one of our foundational scriptures. Was that Proverbs 11 and 13? It was one of our foundational scriptures. So let's go back there to make sure that that's the area we're being restored in, is in integrity. And if you want to be restored completely, these are the things you got to have. And let me remind everyone right now, time out. We're talking about a lifestyle here. That's what we're talking about. That how a person should live, or even a group of people, how they should live.
Mm-hmm.
So you need someone to guide you. This become our culture now. This is what we're about. We're about this new and living way. This is our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
Just like an athlete or somebody that's doing a certain kind of lifestyle. They eat the right thing. They exercise. They have to go to bed at the right time. They have to be in the right atmosphere, the right hemisphere. This is their culture. This is what they do. This is our lifestyle. So when we talk about Hebrews 10 and 20, living a new and living way, and integrity is like one of the things that we do. Just like if somebody was training for the Olympics, eating properly is one of the things they do. Watching their weight, exercising, this is part of their lifestyle. This is what they do. Us, truth is part of our lifestyle. Faith is part of our lifestyle. Love is part of our lifestyle. That's what we do. And it's essential. Brothers, I can't tell you, it's essential for our lifestyle that we walk in integrity. It's essential. So I'm going to ask I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to read from King James Version, Proverbs 11 and 3.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Gull. And good afternoon to all the listeners. I love that selection that you played, Pastor, and that beautiful prayer went right along with it. Praise God. In Proverbs 11 and what verse, Pastor?
Three.
Thank you very much. And the King James reads as follows. I apologize. I was in the messenger at first. The integrity of the honest keeps them on track. The deviousness of crooks brings them to ruin. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the integrity of the honest keeps them on track. The deviousness of crooks bring them to ruin. Amen.
It says the integrity of the upright or the righteous person shall guide them. Integrity is what needs to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
Truth. You know, Pastor gave a good definition for the word integrity. You know, this is what needs to guide us. Ask yourself a question. What's guiding me? Is it lies? Mm-hmm. Is it the flesh? It's important. You need to know. You ought to have some idea what's guiding you, what directing you. You know, Satan would like nothing else to know that you don't know your lifestyle. Y'all didn't hear that? Yeah, Satan don't want you to know. He wants you to stay blind. He don't want you to know that you are complete in him. See, because that's what integrity is being complete in him. But most of all, honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about total honesty. I'm not talking about this hidden stuff like, well, he don't know what I'm thinking. She don't know what I'm doing. This is between me and my God. Because there are a lot of people on that level right there. As long as God knows. But just let me tell you what. I know it's going to come to a shock to you. I'm God's friend, okay? I'm his friend.
Right now.
And what he know, I know. Because we're friends.
Right.
That's what we do, see? So God, let me know when you're not walking in integrity.
All right.
Just like you let your child know, baby, that's not a good place to go and hang out today. Not today. See, that's walking in integrity. So how are you conducting your affairs? Have you accepted wrong for right? You got to take some responsibility here. You're talking about you're a Christian, and then you live in, you can't live no, you're not allowed to live in any kind of way. We are not allowed to live in any kind of way. Our character represents Christ. When we go in and out of places, they need to see Christ. And I'm going to tell you, I get upset just as fast as the next person. Then I ask the Lord, Lord, guide me. Direct me. I need to have some deep insight when I'm out and about. I want that same person that saw me doing good one day get on Channel 5 and say, you know what? That man right there did a good thing. Not that I need anybody to validate anything here, but I'm just saying. My morals is important to me. Honesty is important to me because it's important to me as a person. So the first way or the first thing you want to start developing is by allowing the Word of God. What was that? Colossians 3:16? Let's go there. This is what we have to do, okay? Colossians 3:16.
In Colossians 3:16, in the King James, it reads as follows. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart of the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Turn your message, Bible. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your life. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense and sing your hearts out to God.
Amen.
Yeah. See, that's what you have to do that. We'll get into this in a moment. But let me tell you what. Go to Acts 19 and 20. And then while you, Acts 19, 20, good. We'll go to another supporting scripture. But when he says let the word, here's what he's saying. He said, let the word of Christ. So actually what he's saying is, let the word take the place of the unseen Christ. Yeah. Meditation in the word is a visit from him. When you're in the Word, look at it. It's special. It's a special time. That's y'all's time. That's you and your Lord's time. That's time y'all spending together. Because you're in him and he's in you. But you have to let the Word of God become part of you. And the only way you can do that is by meditating. Let the Word begin to live in us and get into our blood system, get into our mind, get into every part of our beings until that's what we like. That's the only thing we care about. Become addicted to the Word of God. So over in Acts 19 and 20, read that.
In King James, it reads the Bible. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, in such ways, it became evident that the word of the Master was now sovereign and prevail in Ephesus. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, the word of God must prevail.
Amen.
I really want that to sink in because you got to understand how that happens. The word of God must prevail if we are going to ever start developing a life of integrity. This is going to be our lifestyle. We have to allow, the word let means to allow. You're going to have to allow the word of God to prevail in your life.
Amen.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. They're like, man, this ain't my stuff. This stuff come right out the word of God.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't never read that. I said, well, you need just go and read a little farther. Because it said, do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, when the people was involved in, and even though it was the new, but God had them removed from this way of thinking, the Bible says the word of God had power enough to let it prevail. It took over the people's way of thinking. It took over their lifestyle. It's not the only place. Over there in Acts 12 and 24, I'll let you go there. See, when the word of God start prevailing, it shake up some things. People want to walk right. People want to do right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to allow that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This is not for everybody. Let me say this. This is not for everybody. This is for those who want to believe in the word of God. And if you believe in it, act on it. You allow it to prevail. You allow it to take over. You allow it to control you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You found Acts 12 and 24?
Yes, Pastor. Acts 12 and 24. My phone is, well, I'm having technical difficulties today. So it's not just here. It was earlier, too. I had to feel my way to my destination. But in Acts 12, 24, in the King James, it reads as follows. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, meanwhile, the ministry of God's word grew by leaps and bounds. Amen.
It grew. Means it developed. When something is growing, it's being developed.
Amen.
Can I say that one more time? It grew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When something is growing, it's developing. So if we're going to develop an integrity, we have to give that word first place. You have to allow it to grow. The Bible says in that 24th verse, I want to get ahead of myself here. Because I told you, this is the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God grew and multiplied. What grew? The word of God. What multiplied? Mm-hmm. The word of God. So what you think that means? You think it was growing out there in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No. You think you have planted stuff like you plant a tree or a garden? No, brothers and sisters, the word of God continue to spread in their spirit. That's what happened.
Praise God.
The word of God began to grow, and I think she said by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of how God does things. It's something God let. Like you plant some peas, and in that peas you see a whole lot of string peas, but then inside that peas, that string bean, you see a whole lot of other peas. I mean, leaps and bounds. When I think about a corn stalk, when corn is growing, how it grow up in the stalk, but then on each side there's ears, and inside their ears there's little corn. I mean, leaps and bounds. That's how God multiplies things. And he does that with his word as well.
Amen.
See, a lot of time we just be thinking one or two things. I was talking to, I forgot who it was, but I remember when dogs used to have 15 puppies at one time. I mean, I don't know what they're eating, feeding these dogs, nothing. But it was nothing for a dog to have 15 puppies.
Amen.
I know some of y'all too young to know that. But we had a dog called Black Bear. He sat out there one year and had 15 puppies. I counted them. And she fed every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
My point is God just doesn't do things sometimes the way the mind think it. It multiplies. God multiplies. And he wants that word to grow in us. And in order for that to happen, we have to develop in the word of God. There's no way of getting around it, brother. And the way that happens, if you don't mind just a minute, the way that happens is, and you have to seek those things above. This is spiritual. This is spiritual. That's why he talks about spiritual song. Those of a spiritual life. That's the life we're talking about developing. We're talking about developing a spiritual life. You already know about the natural stuff. You already know what happens in the natural world. We're trying to develop a spiritual life here. That's why you think he says in Psalms and in hymn, those are spiritual songs, not worldly songs. And we don't have time to get in that today. But spiritual songs are different than worldly songs. I know they teach us, they don't want you to know the difference because they won't teach you the difference. But I'm telling you, when the Bible talks about psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart, in your spirit to the Lord, brothers and sisters, it ain't just that Mariah Carey or Beyonce or, I don't know, Sammy Davis Jr. I don't even know who out there. But anyway, those are worldly songs. John P. Key, that's worldly song. See, when it becomes spiritual, and I'm going to get into it today, but when it becomes spiritual, here's what happens. You sing with grace in your spirit, not to the world, in your spirit. And guess who you're doing it to? You're doing it to the Lord.
Woo, amen.
Y'all ain't heard that yet. See, but one day we'll get into teaching that there's a difference. Like there's a difference in praise. There's a difference in the words you use for praise. There's a difference in worship. And right here, there's a difference in the singing that he's telling us the kind to do if you're going to develop. Because first of all, he said, let the peace of God rule in your spirit, man, to the which you are called into one body. And he said, be thankful for that. So he's talking about spiritual song. He says, and for that to happen, you got to seek those things from above. Yeah, you got to seek those things above. What Christ said.
Amen.
Not the flesh. See? A lot of folks sing in the flesh because they sing and then they want other people to hear them and all that good stuff. Hey, man, when you're singing to God, you don't care what the sound is. You don't care what it sounds like. Yeah, because you're singing it to God. He appreciates it. That's why he says, set your affection on things above. Where is your affection at? Yeah, we still there in Colossians 3:16. That's where we're at. We haven't moved. But I was talking about spiritual things. And just to show you, over in Ephesians 5:19, what time is it? In Ephesians 5:19, like for you to read that for me, Evangelist Sharon.
Ephesians 5:19, it reads as follows in the King James. 5:19. It reads as follows. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Amen.
And if I can go there just for a moment, this is is an affectionate time. This is when you really put your affection toward God. I mean, I don't know how many of y'all have actually sung to another person or have a person sing to you, and you getting into them and they getting into you. But this is a romantic time when you telling a person what's in your heart and they telling you what's in their heart. And I mean, that's a romantic moment, if you would.
Yeah.
He said, speak to yourself. Not your wife, not your husband, not them children, not Aunt Mary, but speak to yourself. You know what? I could stop right there and teach all day on that, the things that you ought to be saying to yourself.
All right.
Yeah. Spiritual things. Spiritual things. I'm going to say that one more time. Things that you ought to be saying to yourself. Spiritual. The Lord allowed me, I guess 20 years ago, to make this confession sheet, and I'll never forget it because after I made it, I saw all kinds of things, and then I got real excited because I knew I was on the right track. I knew God blessed me with this. But it's just knowing who you are in Christ, teaching what the Word say you are in Christ. That's enough right there, brothers and sisters. Listen to me, darling. Please hear this. Just speaking to yourself in what the Word of God decree and declare that you are. The Word says you are the very righteous. You don't have to confess that to the world. You need to get somewhere every now and then and just start thanking God. Start praising Him. Start letting Him know how excited you are to be with Him and be in Him. And watch what happens. Watch a transformation take place. When you start telling the Lord, Lord, thank you for redeeming me from the enemy. Lord, I'm glad I'm still not under that condition. Thank you for forgiving me, Lord. And then you can tell him where it says, because this is his word. He promised it would not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he... Lord, thank you that I'm a new creation. Thank you, Lord. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I've been redeemed from that mess. Thank you for paying the price. Thank you for delivering me from the power of darkness. People that will see this stuff and then continue to operate right there in the devil's face. See, in the devil, he thinks he laughing because he know he got you. He got you lying to God. God done told you you've been redeemed, and he continued. Sometimes, I mean, just being there, allowing the word of God to just go through your spirit and back to God, like, Lord, thank you for leading me. I'm being led by the Spirit of God, according to Romans 8:14. I'm led. I thank you. I thank you for Ephesians 1:3 that says I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. I know I got this thing, Lord. You bless me with all these spiritual blessings. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's where my family is at.
Amen.
Lord, you mortify all of my sinful ways. I've taken off the old man, and I've put on the new man. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I changed like I did clothes. I took off earthly stuff and put on eternal stuff. The new man.
Hallelujah.
There is a new man. Nobody can walk in that but you. But you have to let. It's just like peace. You have to let God's peace abide in you. That's what the Bible says. You have to let God's peace rule you. You have to do that. Yeah. So when you say that word let, that means, hey, you have to allow that. Stop begging God. Stop pleading. Lord, if you'll just give me a little bit more strength, I'll look. No, you let it. Just like you let other things happen in your life, let the word of God. Give it a chance. How about that? Huh? Give it a chance. This is your lifestyle, brother, sister. According to Hebrews 10 and 20, this new and living way, which is in Christ. See, some folks still want to live in that old way. And that's what's wrong with a lot of the unbelievers that say they are believers, but they're unbelievers. That's why they stuck up in buildings. They ain't trying to let Christ live in them. They're not trying to seek those things above. I got to go to see what the pastor had to say about this. The pastor... I got to see what the bishop says. The bishop, see, and they don't have any clue that those are gifts that God gave to the body of Christ. A gift is something you take and you use. In that, it's not that person, but Christ is the person. What's greater, the house or the builder? I'll take a builder any day. Forget that house, because the builder can build another one. And that's where people getting it twisted. And God asked that question. I just said that now. He asked that question. Which one the greatest, the builder or the building? See, Moses represents the building, but Christ is the builder.
Hallelujah.
You'll get it tonight. It'll hit you tonight. That's why you let the building go and you go with the builder. You give homage to the builder, not the building. See, a lot of people give credit to man and what all he's done, and man accomplished a lot. But I don't take nothing from man. God allowed that. Everything happened, God allowed it. There's a reason he had to allow the development of a cell phone. I remember when you didn't have no cell phone. I remember the only phone you had was you had to go borrow your neighbor's phone. And look what have happened over the last 40 years. Folks can't live without them. They walk around with them in their hand. I remember you had to go to the next door neighbor and stay right there till the phone call was over.
Amen.
Now that same phone now tell you how to go from point A to point B. See?
Yeah.
So there's been a development. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Brother and sister, we have to develop to this lifestyle while we're in Christ. That's all I'm trying to tell you. But anyway, we promise that every day we'll give away 5 minutes or whatever need. If somebody might have had something on in their spirit they need to say right then, this is this time. I gotta come up with a saying for it. But this is this segment where we'll allow anybody that just got a word and you can't wait, that something been said today that you want to add to the Word of God. And it's okay to add. I know what you've been taught. Don't add nothing to the Word of God. Yep, and God can't add nothing to you. But if you add something to it and it's good, God will add something to you and it's good. If you take away something that from God's Word and it's good, he's going to take away from you from good. See, God is a righteous God. He's fair. But anyway, aside, see here, anyone have anything they'd like to share before we dismiss?
Amen. Well, Pastor, I like to read from God's Word, the scripture, Ephesians 5, and I'm going to start with verses 18 through 20. It says, so don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord wants. Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to wild living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit by reciting psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs for your own good. Sing and make music to the Lord with your heart. Always thank God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. So that just bring out just what you were saying. And then from Colossians, the third chapter, and I'll start also from God's word, but I'm going to start with verse 15. It says, also, let Christ's peace control you. God has called you into this peace by bringing you into one body. Be thankful. Let Christ's word, with all its wisdom and richness, live in you. Use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to teach and instruct yourselves about God's kindness. Sing to God in your heart. Everything you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen, amen.
Awesome. Well, let me say this. Since you went back there, Pastor, I got to go there now. And I know somebody going to say, but when I think about this word let, I'm thinking about I got the right of way. I got a green light.
Amen.
Or I came to the stop sign first. See, it's a four-way stop. Well, I got there first. Now, it's my right now to let whoever I want to go, because that's my right. I can do that, see? It's sort of like being at your home, for instance. I'm just talking about the word let. You be at your home and somebody knock on the door. You have the power to open that door. When you open that door, you're letting them in.
That's right. Amen.
So it's the same thing with the word of God. You have to allow that to happen. You let that person go, or you open that door. The word of God ain't going to just happen, brother and sister. I tell you that right now. And if you're thinking that, you're not smarter than the third grader, than the second grader. It ain't going to happen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. See? Thank you. Anybody else? Or if you want to share anything else with that, Pastor? But that's where we're at. We're right there. And that's where we're going to pick it up tomorrow, right there.
Amen. Beautiful word.
Yeah. You got to let it develop. And let me say one more thing on this, because when we're talking about integrity and it's our lifestyle, we are allowing certain things to happen in our life, how we're conducting ourselves. We're allowing the God kind of character. We're allowing the mind of Christ to take us over. We're allowing that.
Yeah.
We're allowing righteousness to supersede what we think and what we feel. We're allowing this. That's why I like that song, "This Is My Portion." This is our portion right here. We're allowing this. We're taking full responsibility as a Christian. Full responsibility. I part of our portion. That's part of who we are. Uprightness. Part of integrity is guiding us. That's our virtue. That's important to us.
Amen.
Honoring God is what we allow to happen in our life, and not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but we allow that to happen 24/7. Even in our conversation.
Amen.
And sister, let me tell you what. It's okay to tease and joke, but you got to bring it back to integrity. And God's teaching us. He's molding us. You know, some of us high-minded. I know it all. Or I got it. I have the education. I have this. I have that. But brother and sister, please understand. High-mindedness is not of God.
Amen.
Humbleness is of God. Meekness is of God.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to operate as an incorruptible individual. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what we are. We've been
Amen.
Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. See, we can approach God now because we're on his level. Now, I know that
mm-hmm.
just probably just freaked somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I want you to know the truth. When you get born again, you became part of God's family. You became on his level. You left the world stuff alone. You don't operate on what you feel.
Amen.
It's a decision now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're going to leave it there unless somebody else has something else. Press one. If not, we finna get up out of here. Thank y'all so much for joining. We'll see you tomorrow.